With primary day behind us, the political focus now turns to November and who will and who won't be on the ballot. This morning, we talk with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, who has some thoughts on the future of former State Senator Antoine Thompson, the prospects for success for the candidates in the 60th Senate District. But first, Bob McCarthy gives some perspective on the evolving relationship between the State Democratic Party and Erie County Democratic Party Chairman Jeremy Zellner, who historically has found little support from the Cuomo administration.
It was so bad at one time, Jay, that the chairman of the Erie County Democratic Party, upstate New York's largest Democratic organization, was denied entrance to a Cuomo fundraiser in downtown Buffalo. It was one of those deals like, oh, Mr. Chairman, we don't see your name on the list here. And so here's the chairman standing out there until somebody felt sorry for him and brought him in and let him stand off in the corner somewhere. But he was just basically non-existent as far as the Cuomo political operation was concerned. And that goes back to the difficulties they had with Jeremy Zellner's predecessor, Len Lenihan. And there was a bunch of reasons for that, but a lot of it had to do with Mayor Brown and the Cuomo administration's loyalty to him and some of the difficulties that the mayor had with party headquarters at one time. And so all these things change, and they changed for the better as far as Chairman Zellner is concerned over the past few weeks.
Yeah, so he was on hand for that the Cuomo Hochul event just a little while ago. But and that even makes it more interesting, though. Is there more to this than just improved relations? Is there a sense of urgency, perhaps?
Whether or not this becomes a long-term love relationship or just a summertime romance here is yet to be seen. But there was no question the Cuomo political operation saw that they needed some help in this unexpected primary. And more so, I think, they wanted to bring Kathy Hochul out and make sure that she did well. And as it turns out, Kathy Hochul helped the whole Cuomo effort, that there were more votes. This is amazing to me, Jay. There were more votes cast in Erie County for Cuomo in the primary than in the Bronx, which is a much bigger area, especially in Democratic registration. The whole thing worked out very well for them, for the Cuomo people. The Erie County organization helped bring out the vote, as did Kathy Hochul.
All right, let's get into that 60th Senate District.
Sure.
This is going to be quite a story. Kevin Stocker knocks off the incumbent Mark Grisanti in the Republican primary, and Mark Panapino takes that Democratic primary. Meanwhile, Senator Grisanti says he wants to continue to campaign on the Independence Party line. So what kind of activity do you expect up until Election Day in that district?
If Mark Grisanti launches a full-fledged campaign, his big challenge is to get the money to run a full-fledged campaign. Now, remember, this is going to have to be a real live campaign for him to have any chance. And it is a tough thing to do to win just on the Independence line. But maybe there might not be a lot of turnout for either of these other candidates. You look at Kevin Stocker, and he is now the real Republican in this very Democratic district. Mark Grisanti had this uncanny ability to survive and prosper in that very Democratic district. And then Mark Panapino, you know, he didn't win that by that much of a margin over Al Coppola. So what kind of enthusiasm there will be for those candidates, we don't know. Mark Grisanti's looking to sneak up the middle on the Independence line, but that's going to take an awful lot of money. Right now, I don't know where he gets it.
And then finally, the person who used to hold that particular Senate seat, Antoine Thompson, tried to make a bit of a political comeback. He challenged Crystal Peoples-Stokes. How do you see Antoine Thompson's political future?
Well, I wrote in our column, in the politics column on Sunday, that it's probably the end of Antoine Thompson's political career, and I think that's a pretty good assessment because he really tried hard to take on an icon, I think, of the Democratic Party and Crystal Peoples-Stokes. But I think what it showed was he lost in 2010 because he really didn't have the whole base, his east side base, come out and vote for him in numbers. And that's the same thing that happened again in this race. I think he just doesn't, there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm.
Bob McCarthy, thanks very much for joining us.
Good to be here.